Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio. Tin City Radio. Chillin' as usual. Tin City Radio.
Father time was good, dog. TinCity.Truth.com.
Tin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
TinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Chilling with my main man, Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's up, man?
You know,
chilling like a villain, dog.
What you do every week? Networking and politics, dog.
I'm feeling good, man. I got my tacos, got my diet root beer. Shit, I'm on point tonight.
I bet you have it.
It's all it takes, baby.
Talk over, die root beer.
Hey, man, I'm diabetic, man. I'm actually trying to take care of myself now, dog. I'm actually trying to do right.
That's good.
Instead of
that's
six good. Tacos, I'm eating three.
That's good for you, brother. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going down, sexy mama? I seen him.
Yeah.
Hey, Janine.
Hey.
How you doing? How your mama doing?
I hate when he say that. I really do. I hate when you say that, man. That sounds so I really do, dog. Please, that's something we're going to have to get banned to. I hate when you say that. That's like the gayest thing for a man to say, how you doing, how your mama doing. No, come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that. We better than that.
Hey. All right, Janine, let's jump into it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me start by asking you, how old you are? Are you early 30s, late 30s, early 40s? You don't have to give me a specific age, but give me an age group.
You know they're going to say older. We'll say old enough. Come on, man. You can't ask no woman her age like that.
Some women, they don't even bother her, man. She may be one of those type of women. Like, I'm 42. Anything else you want to know?
Late 30s.
Did you hear her huff? Didn't you hear her huff and puff? I can't believe this motherfucker just asked me this question.
Anyway. All right. The question is, are you actually dating right now? Are you dating anyone right now? Are you? Huh? No, that's not a trick question. Did you say, is that a trick question? I mean, okay, you're dating. Okay. Now, at the age you're at now, do you see dating differently than, say, when you were in your 20s?
Well,
do you look for, okay, what do you look for differently? What do you look for now as opposed to when you was 25?
So, everything looks different. You're not as serious as when you were younger. When you were younger, you really were not looking for that. Well, I know I wasn't that commitment like that. You know, you were just dating to have fun, so, you know, meet new people, see what you like and you don't like in that in somebody, you know, in order to be able to find the person that you really want to be with.
But don't you do the same thing in your late 30s?
But by the time you get to that point, you should know what you're willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Have a better idea of the type of person you want to be with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Waylo, I'm going to flip it to you. As far as the guys go, you look at things differently now, being in your late 30s, early 40s, wherever you are, however old you are, as opposed to
22, 23? I don't think it's a big difference for 22, 23. I'll say 18, 19 later.
So if you date somebody now, you're in your late 30s, you looking for the same thing at 22?
Yeah. Well, shit don't change.
Oh, my God.
Maybe because with me and women, it's simple.
Nah, I'd agree with Janine. Shit do change, man. 20s, come on, dog. You ain't trying to be serious. You're trying to hit what you're hitting and going.
You're a little bit more mature than you are. True, because you're a little bit older, but as far as what you're looking for in a woman don't change, because that's, you know what you like and you know what you want.
Yeah, but do you know that at 22 as opposed to 42?
Probably not, because when you get 42, you probably ain't going to be trying to fuck like no round wild rabbit no more.
She
right.
Right now.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Y'all, me and the ones that slow down, that's when those women start kicking up.
No, you can't say all, man.
Nah.
You can't say all.
Well, shit, I don't know. I ain't 42. I still got 10 more years to go, so.
I ain't 42.
My daddy, he's 56 right now, so that motherfucker's still knocking those down, so I don't know when my battery's going to run out.
Hopefully mine like that Energizer Bunny and keep going and going and going and going. I don't want to slow down.
I don't know. It's just different for me. I don't know. When I look at a female and the way that I feel when I was younger and the way I feel now, it's basically the same.
Well, you say you what, 32?
Yeah, I'm 32.
You see, you're still a young man, though.
That's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, it's still the same shit. Trying not to find these broke, busted-ass bitches out here with dirty-ass shoes and a whole shitload of kids that ain't taking care of them and got their shit together.
Okay, you said a boatload of kids. Okay. How many kids does a woman have to have for you in order for you to try to date her?
Well, I fuck with her. She got six kids if she's taking care of business. But if she got four kids if she ain't taking care of business, her kids are like damn pig pen off of goddamn the peanuts, then I can't fuck with her.
You know what? I got to agree with you right there. Now, when I was younger, I used to be like, man, I'd never date a girl who got more than two kids and this, that, and the other. But then you think about, like, man, if this person is holding these kids down, doing what they're supposed to do, then I don't have no problem with that. But like you said, when it's them motherfuckers that, they had whipped up and looked like kids and had these shoes for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Hold up, we got some new callers. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good.
That's good.
Mother Nature, man.
I mean, I can't never catch a voice. I mean, y'all, I mean, if you know who it is, won't you just say who it is?
I did. Y'all didn't hear me?
Really? Didn't you just hear us go through that awkward moment like, hey, how you doing?
I say she ain't know you call. That's Mother Nature.
I ain't heard you say nothing.
I thought he knew who I was.
You sound different a lot of times. I guess some days he stress you out, some days he don't.
Oh, my God. You need to stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I guess some days. Well, what's going on? I mean, you're dealing with a father's time now. So, I mean, is it anything? Do you think you could have dealt with father's time 10 years ago?
She did, man.
I never heard about her 10 years ago.
Oh, this is our second
go around. Oh, she got to get the fuck away from you the first time, huh? It took you to get older and wiser to deal with his ass, huh? I ain't mad at that.
So you had to press pause. You had to come back and press play a couple of years later.
Yeah, put his ass on pause. Hold up. About 10 years.
Ha ha.
No.
Ha the motherfucking ha. Hardy har har.
But go ahead, ask your question, man.
I just asked. I was serious. Shit, did she think she could have put up with you 10 years ago?
I did. I would have.
You left them.
No, it was just different circumstances. Just, well, you know. It.
I left her, man.
Oh. You left somebody?
I left her, man. I said, you know what? I can't take this shit no more. I'm out of here.
Whatever.
I find out.
He was the one that broke it off.
You must ate his cereal.
Well, nobody eat my Captain Crunch, bro.
You gonna get them crunch berries? Fuck them little yellow things and left.
No, I get the peanut butter crunch on.
Yeah, that's
fine,
too. Okay.
No, we had some issues, some outside interference that's no longer around.
Okay.
So we're better.
I would hope so.
So, you know,
anyway.
I believe in second chances. Don't you? Yeah, I believe in second chances. Well, I know Janine don't, but... Wait, look, would you give your ex a second chance if she came to you like, hey, I'm changed?
So you talking about my ex-wife?
Yeah.
I'm saying the ex.
No, you need to clarify that. You an ex-wife or just an ex?
The ex. Any ex. If you want to use your ex-wife as an example, you can go right ahead.
Well, if it's my ex-wife, I say hell the fuck no. Fuck you, hope you get ran over by a dump truck. But if it was a different ex or something like that, depending on what, you know, what terms we broke it off on. Or what happened.
You know, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question. Now, you know, you married this woman, but you have a lot of hatred for this woman. But you had to love this woman once.
Yeah, I did.
Once in your life.
I ain't gonna
How could
say
you
I
go
did.
From love with that much and then have so much hate in your heart?
Well, cuz, she put me through a lot of bullshit, and I appreciate that. And then had the audacity to not, you know, be, what's that word I'm looking for?
Love?
She flipped it around. No. She flipped it around and made it seem like I fucked up everything, and she put my name in the streets after that. That's my whole thing.
Come on, dog.
Like, you know, I'm telling you right now.
Make it your fault.
Yeah,
everyone's
gonna do that right now. I got a 3-year-old that I don't ever take care of, and a baby ain't even mine.
What?
Yeah. She had a baby when we was married, out of wedlock, and the baby mysteriously is mine. Just because she used my insurance to have the baby don't mean it's mine. And she told everybody, she told her mama and all the people that it's mine. I ain't take care of it.
Did you take a blood test?
Yeah, I took a blood test. Blood test, hair test, shit, spit test, whatever kind of test that is, yeah.
Well, I mean, how could she go around lying about it if y'all just took the blood test?
She hired that shit from everybody else.
So she knows the truth, but she's telling everybody else that it's yours, even though she really knows it's not.
Exactly.
Okay. You know what? That ain't too far-fetched, because I had a motherfucker, I had a kid walk up to me. I mean, and you probably remember this time. Some old girl was saying that her baby was mine. I went through all that bullshit.
Which one?
Fighting with Frenchette and all that.
He missed that, y'all. He missed that completely.
I didn't miss
what you're talking about. I remember what you're talking about, though.
I didn't miss it. I just bypassed it. I'm too mature for you now.
Excuse me.
But you know what?
I remember the girl you're talking about.
If you really want me to get back at you.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Nah, like I was saying. You know, we did the blood test and everything. She never told that little girl I wasn't her father. This little girl seen me. I want to say it was probably 2 years ago. This little girl cussed me out for everything I was worth. I'm a worthless motherfucker. I ain't shit. This, that, and the other. I'm like, baby, what's your problem? You know what? You ain't got to be my daddy and this, that. Baby, I'm not your daddy. She looking at me like, what? I'm like, baby, I'm not your daddy. I'm like, we took a blood test. I'm not your father. Y'all took a blood test. Yes, we took a blood test when you were like, what, one? You wasn't quite two yet. And I'm telling this little girl, like, I'm not your father. You know, she took this girl, I mean, that's been what, 18, 19 years? She never told the girl that I wasn't a father.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, man. That's shit like that give mothers a bad fucking name, man.
Because remember,
shit, they deserve it. They deserve it. Shit.
I mean, because
put
remember,
that pair
right
of shoes on in the morning, and that's what you walking in.
Right. I mean, because after the blood test, soon as she got the blood test, she moved straight out of town like the next week.
But I'm saying, though, she still should have told that little girl that, man. You ain't had that baby going around for 18 fucking years thinking somebody else is her daddy, and you as her mama know he ain't the father?
Yep.
Come on.
She was with her auntie, and her auntie, and I looked at her auntie like, y'all never told her? And she was like, that was, and auntie was like, man, that was her mama's job to do that. So she looked at the auntie like, you knew too? She's like, we just need to call your mama. And I guess the mama was pissed, like, why the fuck, you know? Like, man, this girl seen that boy. It went crazy. I mean, dude, when I say she went and left there, this kid cussed me the fuck out.
Damn.
Told me I wasn't shit. She gonna make it in life. She don't need me. Don't ever come around her. She been waiting 18 years to tell me this.
Just gave you the business.
That shit was built up. Yeah, built up rage, dog. Built up rage. And I'm sitting looking at her like, baby, you're not my child. And when I told her, I'm like, we took the blood test. You're not my child. Man.
Well, shit, after I said all my shit straight, my ex-mother-in-law, she just found out that that baby wasn't mine this year.
Ain't that some shit? I'm trying some shit. Well, I tell you, boy, motherfucking females ain't shit out here.
Well, you really can't blame them. You the one that didn't wear a rubber.
Well, shit, I was married.
Oh, well, yeah, your case is different. Your case is a whole lot different.
Exactly.
God damn. Ooh, Lord.
Now,
I ain't got the time nor the apparatus to tell y'all this whole story.
But it wasn't like I wasn't willing to take care of the baby. If it was mine, it just wasn't mine. What the fuck was I supposed to do? Remember, I never said it was or it wasn't because I knew it was a strong possibility that it could have been. Remember, I never told y'all that it was or it wasn't. I told y'all from the jump. I didn't know.
Well, that's a fucked up situation to be in. That would have fucked my head up. I'd have been like, what the fuck? Cussing me out in the street?
Dude, and at the gas station, cussing me smooth the fuck out.
Oh.
Then what if you had one of your kids with you? Think about that.
That would have been a whole different can of worms.
You
got
your kid with you. Exactly.
That would have been a whole another can of worms.
Yeah, that would led to a whole lot of shit.
It wouldn't have led to too much because of the simple fact that it ain't my kid.
My ex had to tell her two kids that, you know, she had before, that how their new baby wasn't my baby. And that for them was crazy.
Man. Yeah, I feel like whooping that bitch ass every time I think about it. Like, who's that? Who was that in the background saying that shit?
I thought it was a sound bite. It just wasn't loud, shit.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute. Who put that sound bite get on there?
It'd be a sound bite in about 30 seconds, man.
Hey, man.
But y'all didn't hear it. I'm trying to do it quietly.
Seriously, man. You know what? And the part way low that tripped me out is that at the point in time, I really didn't care if it was or wasn't. I mean, I ain't going to say I didn't care if it was or wasn't. But you know what? It wasn't like I was upset. It wasn't like I was going to be upset if it was my child. But just sit there. Dude, when we got in the motherfucking, when we got down to the courthouse, they said her name. They called me a whole, they called me somebody else's name.
Wow.
They called me somebody else's name. I'm like, hell no, that ain't my name. When I said, hell no, that ain't my name, the lady looked at me and said, well, no need to ask you. I know you want a blood test. So, you know, I'm looking at her like, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this guy? She like, my mama put that name on there. How your mama know who you fuck? Come to find out, I met the guy. The guy was a friend of my uncle. Because when my uncle said his name, I looked at him. Dude looked at me and started laughing like, oh, I already knew who you was. I said, what the fuck you mean you knew who I was? He said, yeah, you the one that's supposed to have a baby by. I said, no, you the one supposed to have a baby by. He said, no, what happened is I found out about you. And I told her, motherfucker, you better go tell him to take care of that motherfucking baby. So that's what the bitch tried to do.
Ooh.
He told me flat out, hey, I found out about you. I found out she was fucking around with you. So when she came to me like she pregnant, I told her, you better go tell him.
See, I found out my wife was pregnant after I left her. I was coming back to the crib getting mail and cleaning up and shit because she was being trifling and shit. It was a pregnancy test in the trash can. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
So then when she had the baby had her last name, which is my last name. I was like, oh, we got a real big problem, huh?
Yeah. But now here's the fucked up part. She didn't tell me the baby was mine until the baby was 6 months old.
Yeah.
Damn. Baby, 6 months. I seen her all while she was pregnant. She never said shit to me. She waited till that baby was 6 months. Like, I mean, you need to talk. I'm like, for what? She like, cause, man, you had just got off work, dog. Man, you had just got off work from High Five. Shit, I couldn't get to that liquor so fast enough.
Maybe she was waiting to see the baby features.
Some chick just hit my homeboy like that, carrying a baby for 9 months and being fucking told him that he the daddy after 6 months.
That's some shit.
She had to wait till no features come out first.
Is that what it was? That's what the fuck is. Dirty motherfucker. I don't see what this motherfucker look like. And you know what, Janine? Here's the fucked up part. I'm not saying me and him looked alike, but we were kind of like, if you described us, it was like you was kind of describing the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a little bit taller than me. And I'm looking like this son of a bitch. And I mean, for him to just, and he said it to me all calm and shit, passed me a bill, like, yeah, man, I knew about you. Yeah, you want a beer?
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah, I told him, let's hear you take care of the motherfucker. I said, well, you know, your name was on the birth certificate. He said, not now. Yours is. I said, damn. I mean, he was so cool about it. I said, okay. And, we me and him both looked at each other. We both like, okay, it's a possibility it could be either one of ours. He was like, no, it's either going to be yours or bust. I'm like, damn, he like, I'm not taking care of shit. Fuck off. So evidently, with that little girl coming to cuss me out the way she did, evidently he kept his word.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take care of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He kept his word, because for her to come back, only thing I could think is she was just that embarrassed. I mean, I went through hell. I'm fighting motherfuckers. I'm getting into a motherfucker over this shit. And, man, I mean, maybe she was just too embarrassed to tell anybody. I don't know. But whatever the case, I told every motherfucking body that would listen. Yeah. Hey, what was the little motherfucker, the little bum that used to come begging at the gas station? Hell, I talked to him for 20 minutes. Yeah, man, you know the baby ain't mine. He like, just give me a dollar, man. Shit. Now you gonna listen to this motherfucking story to get this dollar.
Say, I need to talk to somebody. Shit, if I'm gonna pay you, you gonna listen, goddamn.
Hell yeah, you want this dollar, you gonna listen to this story today.
Well, I finally got it. Well, I thought I had it.
You are not the father.
There you go.
Should have had that motherfucker back then.
I know, man.
I've been playing that shit in my trunk.
All
it's
I kept
been
playing,
city, man.
Hey, way lower. All I kept playing was Ice Cube. I'm getting faded. That's all
oh,
I played
yeah.
that every day. I played that every day, crying. You don't know, baby, about this business. It's a hoe.
I still fucked up, man. 18 years, man.
18 years, dog. That motherfucker walked up to me, and, you know, I mean, dude called me. Call me bitches. Call me bitches and motherfuckers, literally. I'm looking at her, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? Is she bipolar? Is she crazy? What's wrong with her? Yeah, she looking like a...
You are not the father.
And I know that she kept shaking her head like, oh, shit, like, fuck.
Hey, man, this shit here, dude, it sounds like an episode.
Now, you know when you go on Jerry, you ain't going on Jerry but to fucking find out if you their daddy and to fucking fight. And you get me on Jerry, goddamn, somebody going to the hospital.
I'm going to tell you like this. In order to get me on Jerry, you're going to have to put my guys on the front, on the front with them, because We gonna bang this motherfucker out.
Yep.
Fuck that.
Well, I mean, but would you even go on Jerry?
It all depends.
Any of them damn talk shows.
Hell no.
I mean, think about it. Y'all remember the Jimmy Jones one? Dude brought the other dude on there talking about, I'm in love with him, and he turned around and killed that motherfucker.
I mean, shit, if it puts Sin City on the map, hell yeah, I go.
I'll be in the audience room for you, dog.
Have a Sin City sign in the audience and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm networking like a motherfucker the whole time I'm on now.
Like, you know that baby ain't mine. I told them that on SinCity.Spruce.com. Shit.
That's right. Hey, I'll be plugged this show every chance I get. Want to send a shout out to Janine? Hey, what's happening, girl? Hey, like, wait, what? Who are you talking about? Mother Nature.
Hey, who the hell is Janine?
Mother Nature, I see you, baby. Got my partner, Father Time, right here in the front row. That's what we asked you. We asked you, do you think you are the father? Way low on Who's Boy Entertainment.
Hey, I'm
talking. We can fuck up out there. Way low Who's Boy Entertainment. Get at him. What the fuck is that? Like, this motherfucker ain't doing nothing you're supposed to do. SinCity.Spruce.com, baby. I'm wearing a shirt to say that motherfucker.
Yeah, with a t-shirt.
Hell yeah. Shirt, say SinCity.Spruce.com. Fuck that, man. I'm doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. Hey, I knew. I used to work with this chick that went on the fucking Jerry Springer show, man. She said they be on there getting you fucked up, encouraging everybody to get drunk as hell in the back.
Back down that back row.
Yeah.
I heard the same shit.
By the time they hit the stage, they was fucked up.
That's why they be fighting and don't be selling shit.
Motherfuckers
be getting hit with chairs and high heels and shit.
Well, y'all got to realize, though, it done toned down a lot from the late 90s. And when that motherfucker came on in the late 90s, boy, them motherfuckers.
That's because Big Steve ain't on that no more.
Fuck Steve. He's a bitch. I can't
he
stand
got
that
his
fuck.
Own show.
His show sucks. Yeah. Only reason he's still on there is because Jerry probably paid the motherfucker's network off. He sucks.
Well, he be on there threatening motherfuckers and shit.
Nah, oh, dude, my job, I'll
whoop your ass.
Oh, come on, bitch. Whoop my ass, huh?
That
motherfucker's fuck ass.
You ain't got your gun on you, bro. I know you used to be an ex-cop, but know you roll and shut your mouth. I would love to go on them shows, man. I'd go on that motherfucker and just trip. Be like, all right, look, man, you going to swing, then I'm going to swing. But don't hit me for real.
I'm out of the whole hood and
I'm going
to knock
all
out. That shit is scripted.
I ain't going to lie.
Yeah,
no, I'll knock the shit out of you. I ain't lying.
Yeah, shit, we going to be on that motherfucker fighting for real.
So, yeah, because, you know, they going to break it up before you get a chance to get me back. All I got to do is paddle back.
Nah, they break you up, but you still be on the stage. I didn't see some motherfuckers pet loose.
All I gotta do is goddamn security. They not go. They go. All I gotta do is pedal backwards and get close to Jerry. You ain't gonna be able to hit me. You'll be like, all right, dog. I'm gonna be like on the count of three. All right, man, just fake it. One, two, bow. Motherfucker, wasn't even three yet. It'll spread his goddamn mouth. Then when your body slapping with these little motherfuckers, got your ass back.
They better have extra security at the motherfucking airport.
Why?
As soon as I see you wherever, it's on.
Hey, we made for good TV. We made for Sin City TV, baby.
Fuck that.
See, that's
for real.
That's taking one for the fucking joke. You took one for the
team.
See, this is what I'm talking
about. Nah. I'm going to give one for the team. If I can take one, I'm going to give one for the team.
That's your problem, man. That is your fucking problem. All right, but check this out, y'all. I'm looking at something, man. You know, I have people like, you know what, we have people like send little questions in every now and then, like throughout the week, man. And I know this ain't even on the topic, but this motherfucker, this motherfucker took the question, and I got to ask the ladies this. And this is the question. The man said he has a problem with his wife, a former oral owner. He complains of the pain and that he don't stimulate the clit. We both love to perform and receive oral, but is there any other way that he can help do something that's different? Because he don't want to do, but he don't want to do nothing that's brutal.
What?
He don't want to do that brutal, but he's saying that he says every time he go down on her, she complains that it hurts. Me personally, I'm thinking of using too much teeth. You're only supposed to bite it when they want you to. Say what now?
Get a silver bullet.
Get her a silver bullet.
No, get him a silver bullet. 3-speed silver bullet, put it on the clip, and all he gotta do is hold his tongue down there, it'll be straight.
Yeah. Hey, bring sunshine in, man. I'm down.
I'm figuring that the motherfucker is probably been bit down on it, got the chewing on it and shit.
Say the nigga got hungry while he was down there.
Yeah. What's up, what's up?
He was taking it literally.
Motherfucker, when I said eat the pussy, that don't mean chew on it.
Fork in the night.
Wow.
Cut the shit up in sections.
Some
A1
steak sauce.
You know what I'm saying?
Get that aggressive father time over on him. He ain't no stopping him there.
I don't use my teeth, man.
Hey, you ain't gonna be biting down there anyway. You can bite other places, but you ain't gonna be biting down now.
Man, some women like to be bit down there.
Mm-mm.
I ain't never bit, but I'll suck real hard.
I know some women that like to get bit down there.
That's crazy.
Bite the cookie, baby.
Bite
the cookie.
Down there. I'm gonna beat the
shell
out of you.
Yeah. Do y'all like it when we if women bite y'all?
Hell no. I hate it when you suck on my balls too hard. Shit, that shit goes straight to your stomach.
I doubt it.
Shit.
I damn well know you took it right out my eyes, boy. You took it. Right out my mouth, boy. You jumping like, oh, shit.
Like, damn, that feels good, but it hurts so bad. Bitch,
right. you don't want to tell him to stop, but you be like, God, damn.
Yeah.
You don't want to sound like the bitch, but I feel it in my stomach. But shit, yeah.
Oh.
Some of the motherfuckers, you just grab. No, you stay right here. Don't you go no farther. Don't go. No, don't fuck with the balls. You stay up here with you when you know what you're doing. That ain't your forte now, though.
Well, somebody should answer the question, though. What can a man do?
Well, he said it. Get the toy and.
Yeah,
he needs to not be going down there if he don't know what
he's
doing. Unless he's
going
to teach
him. I hope that motherfucker don't fuck around and shock him. You know, that toy
might
fuck around
and get wet. Well, she can always tell him how she want him to do it.
That's all she can teach him.
You going to bite the shit out of him for real, then.
Well, he just trying to get out of it. That's probably what it is.
You think? Nah, I thought we had Sunshine on here. She must have hung up. Sunshine? She hung up.
She called back.
All right, now I got
last
two.
One.
I got two of the same numbers as Sunshine, so I don't know. I'm in the circle. Sunshine?
Hello?
You here with us, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, now you at press one. So what you want to holler at us about?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, feel free. I thought you might have, you know how you like to put your tooth in at the last minute. Sunshine went to the end of the show. Because that bitch shouldn't have said, I'm like, Sunshine, one of the motherfuckers like the motherfucker that be watching TV. Oh, this bitch just pissed me off. This bitch, yo, she a stupid. You know what? I can't even take it no more. Let me press one. Because the bitch shouldn't have did what she did in the first place. That's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. All right, well, check this out, y'all. Shout goes out to Miss Nasty as I want to be. Shout goes out to Janine. Hey, motherfuckers posting the pics up there. I like that a lot.
Hey, I got a question.
What's up?
A friend of mine tried to post a video on that today. He said he wanted it to go.
You said what? You said a friend of yours.
A friend of yours
tried to post a video.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened when this friend brought the video?
It said that it had to be, he couldn't do it. Just couldn't wait and go.
Excuses. I knew it.
Y'all got some more private shit going.
Don't be mad at me, shit.
Y'all got some more private shit going again.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. This friend wouldn't happen to be Mr. Marcus Jr., would he?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
What error did you get, man?
Huh?
I mean, what error did your friend get?
Well, tell him something about you. It has to be like a like from YouTube, shared a video from YouTube. He can't put a personal video up.
Well,
send me the link and I'll post it.
I'm about to say the electronic department is his area, so you're going to send him that video and he'll post it.
I don't know if you want to see that video.
I reiterate, please send it to Father Todd.
Hey, if you want to put the video up, I'll put the motherfucker up for you, dog.
If you send it to Taz, it will not get looked at. It will not get posted. Hey,
I'll let him know.
Well, tell Mr. Marcus I ain't got nothing against him, but I'm not watching the video.
It may not get on Sin City, but it will get watched.
Oh my goodness.
Because it asked me to put the YouTube code or something. What is that shit? The embedded link code.
Yeah, that embedded link code. You know what? I know what you're talking about, man. And I don't know. Father Time, I mean to get with you about that, man. Because it's like, you know, I know somebody else that told me that, too, that they were trying to put their own personal video on now, and they couldn't get it on now.
All right. I'll check it out.
Hey,
I'll let him know that you're working on it.
Yeah, you let Mr. Marcus Jr. know we're working on that. He say, yeah, I think that's his name. Yeah. Hey. The fucked up part is I'm like, damn, I done seen him on the motherfucking site for about an hour. Is that what he was doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Marcus was on the site for a long time. But, you know, it was just so happened that, Waylo, you was on the site the same time Mr. Marcus was.
He was over here using my computer, man.
Oh,
he ain't got no internet.
What about the pictures?
Oh, that's gonna be. Hold on, I gotta call him and ask him.
What?
You talking about the Superman and Clark Kent?
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
God damn. He needs to come on out that phone booth.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm. Wow. Well, like I said, shit, I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed, too.
It wasn't no kind of. I was very. I was very.
All right, well, I retract my last statement.
I mean, if you were kind of, you were kind of. I was very.
Oh, my goodness.
And
y'all talking about me?
I love the mystique of how the thing just managed to, the face just never managed to get shown.
I can show my face.
Well, I'm willing to bet a dime to a dollar that you're a beautiful woman. But I just like to speak about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and Miss Nasty as I want to be, she had the red motherfucking pulse on. You know, I lost my family. I damn near lost my mind. I felt like, hey, man, y'all don't know. Y'all really don't understand the severity of them red parts. I seen them red pumps. I was like that cartoon. I bulge out like the wolf. This country life too much for you. I have to take you back to the city.
Yeah, she has some nice pics. Little fishnets going on.
Little Pontag, you can't say too much. So he tried to put his little comments in on the sly. Don't say too much,
Dad. Don't say too much. Well, baby, this is the show. It's the show. It's the show, baby. It's the show.
I know you ain't putting no pics up in the bathroom no more. I know that.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I told on you. Oh. Well, that was in one of the shows anyway.
I plead the fifth. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Bathroom pictures. What? Hey, I don't do that shit.
Hey, you told me those was wick pictures. Did you fuck your
pictures? I had pictures of the American flag.
Oh, my goodness.
And spirit. Damn, Janine, oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Damn.
What the all about? And shit takes on this damn show.
Oh.
Baby, that was 2 years ago.
Oh,
it's okay. I ain't worried about it.
I don't know what she's talking about.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Damn right. It's time to move on. How's the weather?
Oh, it's going to be real chilly tonight, motherfucker. Oh,
Is that off the top of your head, dog?
Yeah, I put that off the top, dog.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. I think you're going through a song or something, man.
It's safe to say you'll be singing this tonight.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Y'all ain't right.
Yeah, you might want to sleep in front of the computer tonight, motherfucker.
Hey, that's the only place that's gonna be warm.
All
right. I was in character, man. I was in character. It's all about the character. I ain't like that in real life.
We ain't got no music to get you out of it.
No, it's one on there. More and more.
Look, come on. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna go to a commercial. We're gonna go to the commercial. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Cass, Sin City Radio, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Come join me and my man Father Time for some of the most controversial topics on radio. Call in and voice your opinion at 646-727-1283. Or just kick back and listen on blogtalkradio.com/SinCity. Oh yeah, don't forget to hit us up at sincity.spruce.com.
Sin City Radio.
Waylo,
what up?
Y'all motherfuckers are good, man. You know how long it took me? I'll tell y'all motherfuckers who do that music shit, y'all good. You know how fucking long it took me just to do that little 30-second clip?
Probably about a good 8 takes.
Man, I was like, man, how in the fuck do they do this shit?
You gotta get in there and sell that fucking song, man. You gotta vibe off that beat.
Dude, I'm like, man, Because I'm thinking I'm just going to go in here and knock it out, do the commercial. Fuck it. Ain't nothing, man. He like, you sure you don't want to write it down? Nah, I don't need to write shit down, man. There's nothing. I can do
shit.
This shit. Man, I got that motherfucker. Take two. Take three. Man, hold up, man. Wait a minute, man. You ain't got the mic turned right. Damn, the mic got to be a certain way. Yeah, you talking on the side of the mic. You supposed to be talking on top of the mic. Oh, my God. God damn. you know what, man? Doing that 30-second promo gave me a whole new respect for motherfuckers that's in that music industry. For you to sit there and do that music and, I mean, have them beats, you know what I'm saying, and constantly going over that. And for a motherfucker to freestyle some shit, hey, I got to commend them because that shit is hard. I ain't saying I can't do it, but that shit, the shit harder than what I thought it was going to be, right? It gave me a new respect for motherfuckers in the music industry.
Hey, it took me like 5 takes just to get on the mic and say, who's your boy, bitch? It took me like, it took me a minute to get that shit right. No, your voice too deep. Your voice too high. Shit, get angry with it. I was like, shit, I should have came drunk for this shit.
Right. I'm sitting there like, God damn, Father Time is getting away with murder. He ain't got to do shit.
Hey, man, I'm a producer. Super producer. I got the new intro coming, though. Y'all be on the lookout for that. Next week we got a new intro. Y'all call in early so y'all can hear it.
Yeah. I'm trying to, hey, oh man, hey, your girl, damn, she, I'm glad she ain't on the show. Waylo, your singer, Lady Queen. I'm sorry, please don't tell her I forgot her name. She ripped it on that one track, man. She ripped it.
Oh, the songs that I sent you in?
Yeah, she ripped it.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Check this out too. We got this comedian, man. She's from Gary. Matter of fact,
Father Time, she used to stay right next door to you. Remember Tony?
Yep.
Her daughter. Miss Tiffany. That's her name, Miss Tiffany. She's a, cause, you know, she could, you know, she could have tried her hand at being a comedian. I mean, she's funny as fuck, man. She's funny as fuck. So y'all be on the lookout for her. I'm gonna post a couple of her videos up on SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all check her out, man. She's funny as hell, man. Y'all need to check her out. For real. She one of them motherfuckers that just don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. She say whatever the fuck on her mind. I mean, and the shit be funny. She ain't scared to take it there. I'm gonna post a video tonight at DA. I got time, y'all not doing nothing. Go on, check her out, cause she funny as fuck. Matter of fact, I'm gonna try to have her on the show next week. I'm gonna try to get her on the show next week.
Man, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Another motherfucker coming from Idaho, man. You know we got to do it.
Exactly. That's me coming from there.
Okay. All right,
what's up? The grass over there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Hey, somebody just told me they had a shootout on US 30.
Yep.
Told the motherfucking project there.
I don't know what happened, but they got that motherfucker.
Mm.
The police got him?
Yep.
That's good.
Huh? Y'all just totally lost me.
Nah, somebody just texted me and said that they had a shootout on US 30. I'm like,
yeah, it was a high-speed chase shootout type shit. Motherfucker came out the cop busting at the police.
Oh, you talking about in Maryville?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Motherfucker busting at the police? Did they hit
it? Hell yeah.
Did they hit any of them?
I don't know the whole thing. I just seen it on the news a few minutes ago.
Man, I'm going to tell you, being down in Indianapolis, I don't get no Gary news. Man, I don't get no Gary news. Unless motherfucker call me still.
Well, I read the Post Tribune every once in a while. You know, you get that motherfucker online.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised that you read it because of the simple fact you hate Gary.
Well, I read it to remind me why I hate the motherfucker.
Oh, that's fucked up. Man, how do you hate your home that bad, man? What? Come on, man.
Don't be mad. I understand they bulldoze and demolish y'all hood, but it's okay.
Not just the hood, man. All my schools is gone. Dude, I got no record of being there.
Say, this shit don't exist.
I mean, I can't go back. I can't go to my old neighborhood. I can't go to my old school. How the fuck am I supposed to prove I'm from there? What school you go to? They ain't got no school cohorts, man, there. I looked it up. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit, man. How they going to tear up all my shit? Tear down all my schools.
That's because you went to some bullshit-ass school.
Man, but you still walk around a track over there, if that makes you feel any better.
Man, you still walk around the track.
Yeah, but where the fucking school, where the students at that should be running around the goddamn track? Where they at?
Ain't
they
like
shipped off
track?
Of Wharton, Roosevelt, and all them other motherfucking schools.
It ain't like y'all never had a gym or nothing any damn way. Y'all had to go to the west side just to graduate.
Anyway.
It was a home invasion robbery.
Oh, that the dude did?
Yeah.
And they down the trail? Oh, did they kill him?
Oh, they did?
Oh, well, don't be stealing nobody's shit.
fuck it. Hey, the best way not to get shot is don't be in nobody's shit.
Exactly. Oh, well, that's good.
They said he killed himself.
Before
the cop got him, he killed himself.
Was he a white dude?
Who knows, probably.
Black folks don't usually kill themselves. We think about it, but then we change our mind. Fuck that.
Real quick.
I just go to jail. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
I'm
going to take my chance with court.
Right. White people, they'll kill 40 motherfuckers and shoot themselves quick. I ain't going to jail. Fuck that. I'm going to jail. I ain't going to shoot myself. Fuck that.
Hell no.
It take a lot of heart to shoot yourself. You know, it's a lot of that shit going on nowadays, man.
What, these folks doing all these kick dogs and shit?
Nah, these motherfuckers killing all these people and then killing themselves. That shit just happened like a couple of days ago in Wisconsin. He killed himself.
Then
the
kids talking about
they
want the kids
want to
go see Dark Knight. Hell no, we ain't going to see that.
I ain't with to see that shit yet.
I'm not going to see it.
I'm sorry, I'm not going.
I'm going to wait for which McCall. I'm going to wait for the...
The bootleg?
Nah, I'm going to wait on the DVD. I'm saying there's just something about that motherfucking dude. Oh no, man! Every time I think about it, like, damn, I do want to see it. I just get to thinking like, God damn. Cause see, my dumb ass would have been like, oh man, this is a great show. Look at the motherfucking stuff that they got going on in here. Time fucker, I got hit in the chest. Oh, for these motherfuckers for real. Oh. These motherfuckers.
Look at him, man. I'm pretty sure a smoke bomb ain't part of the goddamn show.
No, come on now. This is the Dark Knight. You knew they was going to try. So, see, this is my mind frame. This is my mind frame right here. The Avengers came out. The Avengers broke all records. All right. We got to try to top this Avengers shit. All right. So, you know, this was the premiere night. Yeah, they going to have motherfuckers throwing shit out there just for the effects of it. Man, nigga, probably once I got the coughing and choking. Then I'd have realized it was real, but hell, by then, I'd have got shot. I ain't going to lie. I would have got shot. I'd have been like, oh, look at that shit. Hey, baby, look at this special effect. Wow. Oh, this motherfucker just shot me in my chest. It's so good.
Special effect this motherfucker, run right to me. Hey, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Oh, maybe with my screen say we got a new call. We got two new calls. 219-512. Okay. Let me try 317.
That's me.
Okay.
That's Miss Butter, baby.
Miss Butter, baby, that's me. How y'all doing tonight?
We not working on ball chicken, baby.
Yeah, I lost track of time, my bad.
Ain't nothing. Glad you're here.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight?
Me personally, I was just talking about how my dumb ass would have got shot if we was at that motherfucking whatchamacallit.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, that Dark Knight, my dumb ass would have got shot. I'd have thought it was part of the show.
Shit, yeah, not me.
What you doing, my Batman?
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
All
something
right,
happened
now,
every
on,
time
y'all.
They have a every time Batman come out, something crazy happened.
Yeah, but come on, did you really think a motherfucker dressed in armor gear from head to toe come out throwing smoke bombs with a motherfucking AK wrapped around him? How the fuck he even get in here?
He got the door open.
I'm not saying, you know, I know what you're saying.
I probably would have thought, well, he was part of the show too. I probably would have thought that if he'd walked across the screen.
On my,
I'd have been on my P's and Q's and all that shit. No, I wouldn't. I'd have been like, oh, man, this. That once I got the call for like, hey, am I allergic to this shit? What the fuck is this? This ain't no regular smoke. I'm coughing.
Oh, wow.
I'm shot. I'm shot right by
So he put gas out first?
Yeah,
he threw a smoke bomb.
Yeah, he threw two smoke bombs.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he just shot up people.
What he did was he threw the smoke bombs to make people start running.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, your first reaction is to run to the exit, and he was at the exit. So they was running right to him.
Oh,
they were running right to him.
So you know what? Maybe I wouldn't have got shot because I'd have sat my ass there thinking that the show was still going.
Oh, wow.
I would have been under them cows shooting back at his ass.
Waylo, here goes Superfan. Here goes Clark Kent. Everybody want to be the super gangster. Oh, I'd have shot back at that motherfucker. Waylo, you'd have been sitting right there on that floor next to me. Oh, goddamn, Waylo, you'd be over. Oh,
what's the point of going somewhere strapped and you ain't going to do shit with it? Oh, I got a gun, but I ain't going to do shit with it.
Who takes a gun in the movie theater, Waylo? Waylo, who takes a gun? You're going to leave a gun in the car. You're going to leave your heat in the car. You is not going to walk in a goddamn. Who expects to walk in a movie theater with a gun?
Goddamn draws, I'll take my goddamn pistol with me.
Damn.
Goddamn, Waylo, who the fuck after you?
I'm saying, really.
That's just the whole purpose of having a damn permit to carry your pistol.
No, hold on. And I understand, Waylo, I'm going to tell you this. I understand that. Because you're 32. But at a certain point in time, man, you just going to get tired. And mark my words, you going to get tired of carrying that gun everywhere you go. You are.
No.
Okay, you saying that now, unless you and a motherfucker that's just in a lot of goddamn trouble. But if you was if you an average, ordinary motherfucker, that just, you get tired of that shit. Well, look, I'm going to tell you, all bullshit aside, man, I probably carried a gun for 20 years. It gets to the point where at some point in time you actually gotta be like, and I'm gonna take a page out of Butter's book. You actually gonna get to a point where like shit. Long as God watching over me, I'm good.
I feel that way too, but I'm just saying that. I don't know. Maybe it's the ex-military in me. I'm used to carrying a gun everywhere I go. I did that for, two damn many years. And when I grab my wallet, right after I grab my wallet, I'll tuck my pistol.
I understand what you're saying, Helen. I carried a gun in the house for me. I guarantee, hey, I'm going to tell you, police, it took many, between me, Father Time, and the rest of the clique, hey, well, these must have happy motherfuckers fucking with us, because they done took many a gun. But shit, you just get to the point where you just actually just get tired, man. It's just like, you know what, man, I got to carry this motherfucker every day. You just get tired. You get tired, you're like, you know what, you say
your
prayers.
Y'all don't live here no more either.
Hold on. We got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Who there?
What up?
Sean. What's
on, Sean?
Hey.
Sean.
Oh, hell nah.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey.
Boo,
Nathan. I miss y'all. That's why I called y'all. Man, I called so late, though.
What's going on, baby?
What's up,
John?
Nothing. Getting ready for my birthday Saturday, y'all. Woohoo! Be that big 3-2.
Wow, since you and Waylo the same age.
Be that big 3-2. Here you go, me and Waylo. Come on, really?
I know we was just talking about his age, and you just said you gonna be 32.
The only person on here that's gonna be that big. That's the only person on here 32.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Really?
Huh? Y'all the two young motherfuckers.
Damn shame.
Ah, okay. Well, we got something in common, don't
This grown folk radio, baby. This grown folk radio.
Hey, what you got planned for your birthday? What you got planned for your birthday?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe you.
Thinking maybe what?
Trouble.
This is not my night.
Hey, dog, I'm just about to mute myself, man, and just chill for the rest of the night.
I'm just playing. I'm talking about you, Waylo. You already know, boo.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I want you to jump out my cake. Nothing else.
You want me to jump out your cake?
Yeah, I want you to jump out my cake with nothing else.
He said it like he ain't gonna do it. He probably like a bitch player.
Hey, he like seeing. I hope
long day, long
when, what time?
I'm all the damn cake licked off of me. That'll be straight.
I got you. You gotta jump out of the fuck out there.
Wait, no, they talking about you run a touchdown. I guess he said you're going to run a touchdown.
All right, jump out that cake. That's all I want you to do. Let me handle the rest.
Would you do it, dog?
Yeah, I'd do it. As long as there ain't no dude, sir.
I knew he would. What? I know he would, too. Why he said that's like he ain't?
This y'all him. What? You want me to jump out of cake?
Y'all like he ain't gonna jump out.
The whole time this motherfucker licking his... Hey, what they say? The whole time he licking his chops. Jump out of cake, son.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna play that. Let me see. Usher song. Okay.
Sure.
Waylo.
I said sure.
Waylo sound like he's scared. What's up, Father Sam? You jumping out the cake naked or what?
Hold on, rewind. He said I'm scared.
Father sound like mute.
Hey, this is how the conversation gonna go tonight. Well, baby, you know I ain't try that shit. You know what I think about you?
You the dog, motherfucker!
Wow, what a night.
Y'all are crazy.
I was just bullshitting, man.
Where's the birthday party gonna be at?
Yes, I would like to know.
At my place. It's gonna be at my place. So when you get out
it's a private party.
You the only one invited.
I got you.
I guess so.
You got some watermelon?
Y'all can come. Come on now, Waylo coming. Y'all already know y'all can come. Matter of fact, too, how many of y'all want to get in the cake?
Oh, wow.
Hey, I ain't giving in no cake with a whole bunch of niggas. You crazy?
Hey, you fucked that whole surprise up.
I'll be the
no
buttercream. Look.
It ain't for him, it's for me. So,
your balls is on my arm.
It might be some females in there with y'all, don't you?
Exactly.
I ain't never heard of no birthday orgy cake. That sounds kind of nice.
Hey, fuck around, not even come out the cake. Surprise! And you see the cake rumbling.
Smoking a cigarette and shit.
I'm going to come out that cake like, I'm tired of the motherfucker.
Y'all got me messed up.
Yeah,
y'all better handle that
outland
cake. Got me messed up coming out the cake fired.
Hey, she looking like pink. Wait a minute.
What I am now?
I know. I seen all four of them get in. It was two girls and it was two men. They in the cake.
Right.
Well, maybe the cake just stuck. So the cupcake got real big.
Y'all come out
the
cake rattling and shit.
Cake rattling like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Whatever. That'd be fucked up.
I know, right?
Somebody gonna take the top of the cake off and look down in the inside. Oh my God, put the cake back on top.
I don't need y'all to put no kind of extra icing on the cake. Wait till you come out.
Where you come from, best friend?
We don't need any of y'all special icing on the cake.
There's gonna be icing everywhere.
Or stuffed in the cake. Okay.
I pour me no cup. Huh?
So what day is your actual birthday?
You said when?
Yeah, what day?
Saturday. The 11th.
Well, happy early birthday.
What to
do? I met you at the goddamn bar.
What time?
Oh, somebody sounded like they was at the bar.
Right. You asking because you're going to get something.
What's that?
You asking because you're going to get here or something.
No, I'm in Minnesota.
And what's that mean?
I would come to your birthday party if I was there, though.
That's, I know you would. That's why you my boo.
That's what's up.
Well, come on.
Whoa.
What I tell you about pitching wool on a job, boy?
You gonna work that out, boo, huh?
Oh.
Better do a wellness check on you. Come tomorrow. Make sure you still breathe.
Make sure you okay tomorrow.
Oh, boy, boy, boy.
Y'all ain't right.
Hey, I can hear it now. I can hear him with that mouth. Well, what you want me to do? I'm part of the show. What you want me to do? You know what I want you to do?
Nigga, check that hole.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, in more than words from my girl.
Damn, damn, damn.
Oh, man. God damn. Sean, you boy, you just brightened up everybody, Dave.
It's
okay, boo. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
How much time we got left?
Hey, he said that like that. Stop calling me that. Stop calling me that.
It was over the head. Like in the sky somewhere.
Oh, man.
Well, in other news,
hey,
Janine, I think
Marcus put that picture up for you, Janine.
You said he did?
Yeah, butters.
What?
Love. I will take a look at that.
Oh, butter, you too late. Some everything been posted up there in the past couple of hours.
What?
Yeah, you late.
I need to check that out.
I mean, even though I did want to see my video, but I can wait.
Yeah, that video. I'm going to have to help him find a way to get that video up.
Mm. Oh, my.
I tell you, boy, y'all got to get it. I tell you, we got to get it on the popping system.
I'm
going
to have to check that out tonight. I'm going to have to check that out tonight. I
didn't know. Yeah. Janine put on a full fishnet dress.
What? Janine, you put on the one with the off the shoulder sleeves?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that is my real pussy shot. It's real. That
oh
is
my
goodness,
fake. Janine! You didn't tell me to look at it before you put it on there. I could have. I come on now.
Butter, what's your name on her?
Butter.
No, it's all me. You don't like it?
I'm searching. It ain't on her.
On where?
Well, when I typed it in, it ain't on
there. You supposed to be my friend on there. What do you mean?
Well, I'm on Mr. Marcus's page. He's trying to get his friends up, so.
Oh. Oh.
There go Clark Kent, the Superman. I thought we were going to call him Bruce Wayne and Batman. If this ain't the Dark Knight, I don't know who the fuck is.
What a show.
I got a show over here in my house right now. It's amazing to me right now.
Folks
don't need to drink sometimes.
Okay, we got over that. Hell, we keep reiterating the question. Well, I'm reiterating.
Don't get her in the face with that. No place to work.
No, not yet.
You just got a bunch of drunk people over there.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Man, don't get naked.
I hope so.
Well, hold on. Is it male or female?
Both.
He can stay. He keep his shit on.
Either way, as long as one stay, I'm good.
Oh, let's say it don't matter which one I'm stay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well now, without them knowing, which one do you prefer to stay?
Both.
Well, I understand that concept, but if you had to pick one, which one would you prefer? Her or him?
I don't know what he's working with yet, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard question, man.
That's a real hard question.
You don't know
what
he's working with.
He might get disappointed. Now, if he ain't working with nothing, then, oh, my goodness, I'll be really hurt if I sent the other one home.
You sent her home. He ain't working with shit. Now, you sitting there looking like this.
Fucking cocksucker.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. He better be hungry. He better be hungry. You hear me?
I know that's right.
Y'all can't knock that man. I mean, if that's what I mean. He come in and, hey, he proud of his shit. He come in,
I mean, because, you know.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
It's some that only got that many, you know, and they know what to do with it. But you know what I'm saying?
Put it back in their pants. That's
what I don't want to find it out.
2 inches. He can't do a whole lot of nothing for 2 inches.
I mean, you know what? I have a friend who ain't packing. But he was the first one to make me squirt. So I don't know how he did it.
Dang.
But he did it.
Just got to know where that spot is, that's all.
Yeah, he knew where it was at.
And you know.
That's
you
all that matter.
You know that.
You must know.
You know that's Wicker Waylo. He know everything.
Waylo knows everything. You know where everybody spot. You know where everybody spot at.
No, I watched that damn video.
Which video?
How to make a woman come.
You seen the fountain one?
Huh?
One called the fountain.
No, I ain't seen that one. I'm talking about the one with the white dude and the white chick laying on the table and look like class about to have a damn seizure.
Oh, yeah, I put that up, though.
Yeah, I had to try that shit.
Oh, my goodness. It's another one, though. You got to go see it. It's called A Fountain.
I'll check it out.
And you see that shit, you're gonna be like, God damn.
But why I've only been with one person that's been able to make me squirt.
Dang.
That's a shame. Everybody
like that. I mean, not everybody can do it, and not everybody has that talent.
All right.
You know what? I got a question for y'all then. I used to be with this one chick. Every time she came, she squirted like this. And she squirted so much, she was full up a damn beach towel.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you say you
want
to tell them about me. That's why I ain't want to mess with you, because you over there telling my business, Waylo. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Dang.
You wouldn't have said that if I was messing with you.
Dang, so you're telling my business. Dang. Anyway, finish telling them my story.
I want to know, is that normal?
Yeah, if it's good like that shit.
I mean, like, I literally had to put 2 towels up under her or either on the floor because that shit was every goddamn one.
And we flipped the mattress.
That's what it's supposed to do.
What was your question, Waylo? Huh?
Yeah, wait, like, we waiting.
He wanted to know if that's normal.
I just want to know, was that normal?
Yeah,
I ain't never been with a chick like
to
that.
That's what it's supposed to do, yeah.
You ain't never been with nobody like this, huh?
No, I ain't never been with a chick that squirted as much as she squirted.
Mm.
Now, I done had a chick squirt before, but every time she came, she squirted like so much, it was like she filled up towels with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can pat yourself on the back. What you complaining?
No, I ain't complaining. I'm just saying she's pissed off. Yeah,
he's
literally has no. The first time that shit happened, I thought she was pissed off. Yeah.
He's letting us
females
know he got it like that.
Mm.
Did you sniff it?
I sit on running down my balls and down the crack of my ass. Hell, I had to get up and go take a shower. Hell, I ain't know what the fuck just happened. Shit, I was devastated at first.
What did you stop?
Oh my goodness!
Did you stop?
Huh?
Did you stop?
Hell no, I ain't stop.
Oh, well, you devastated, motherfucker.
I'm gonna say,
you
right.
Devastated.
Well,
I just say, when she told me she had to come when I went down on her, guaranteed my face wasn't down there.
I guess. Mm. All right, y'all. We came to the end of the show. Usually, my man Father Time let us know, but he's so quiet. He don't want to say
his feelings hurt.
No.
Did he pray?
It's okay.
Man?
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
It's okay,
okay.
Baby.
Mm. I'll you stop saying that.
It's okay, boo boo.
Alright,
but he might be beating his meat like it owe him money.
Oh, he will. He will.
He might be doing that right now.
Yeah, gee, he might as well just start his shit. Ain't nothing else happening tonight.
Oh my goodness.
I'm saying you can't let him really cool.
Yeah,
I was serious.
All is well.
Sunshine still here?
Yeah.
You got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was good, so.
Sean?
Y'all need to watch that video called Fountain, though.
I'm going on that tonight to watch all that.
It's the first one. It's the very first video. Sean, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, the show was good from what I heard. And Waylo, I love you, but Father Sam, I love you more, boo.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Hey,
can I say my shout out so I can go?
Yeah, man. Go ahead, man.
I'm out of here. Ladies, make sure y'all holler at my boy, Mr. Marcus Jr., who's your boy entertainment. I'm out.
Okay.
All right, buddy, you ain't last words.
I'm sorry I called in so late. I enjoyed what I did here, and I will be back next week.
All right, Mother Nature, gain last words.
Well, it's been entertaining. It's been very entertaining. Yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed yourself.
It's just a character.
Oh, great show, like always. I enjoy it myself. I'll be on the site so I can look at these pictures. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. You ain't last words, dog?
Yeah.
SanCity.com.
I'm going to be watching the video.
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, hey, let's get it going. CNCity.com, fuck Facebook. Let's get it going.
All right, y'all, on that note, thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody that's listening on the internet. We talk to y'all next week, Tuesday, 8:30. Peace.
Go well in the chat.
Peace.